Epistle according St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brethren, for I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread and giving thanks broke and said, Take and eat, this is my body which shall be delivered from you. This do for the commemoration of me. In like manner also the chalice, after he had supped, saying, This chalice is the New Testament in my blood. This do as often as you shall drink for the commemoration of me. For as often as you shall eat this bread and drink this chalice, you shall show the death of the Lord until he come. Therefore, whoever shall eat this bread or drink the chalice of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man prove himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of the chalice. For he that eat and drink unworthily eat and drink judgment to himself, not discerning the body of the Lord. Now the Gospel according to St. John. At that time Jesus said to the multitude of the Jews, My flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood abideth in me, and I in him. As the living Father hath sent me, and I have lived by the Father, so he that eateth me, the same also shall live by me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. He that eateth this bread shall live forever. Please be seated. Today is the second Sunday after Pentecost. We have the solemnity of Corpus Christi with the procession after the Mass. Of course, the month of June is dedicated to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. We encourage all of you to pray the Litany of the Sacred Heart during the month of June. And you have all the announcements in the bulletin. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. We celebrate in happiness and joy today the Feast of Corpus Christi. We remember a few weeks ago, we celebrated the institution of Holy Eucharist on Holy Thursday. But that night, we were full of sadness because we knew the same night our Lord would be delivered, betrayed, and condemned to death. That's the reason we didn't celebrate with enough joy the institution of Holy Eucharist. So the popes thought throughout the history of the Church that it would be most fitting to have a feast instituted to celebrate the Corpus Christi. We'll have in 1 month the Feast of the Precious Blood as well, but today we celebrate the sacrament of Holy Eucharist. It is something that's very dear to our Christian hearts. It's our treasure. It's the manifestation of the love of our Lord. Our Lord, before he passed away, wanted to find a way to stay with us forever. That's the reason he instituted the Holy Sacrament. Is like, if you want, his last will, his testament. Before he left the mankind, he didn't want to abandon us. He knew that we needed his presence. That's the reason he instituted this sacrament, by which we know that our Lord is really, truly present under the appearance, the species of bread and blood, and bread and wine in the chalice. So that's the manifestation of the charity of our Lord. Like a friend, if a friend leaves us, we want to have memory, a picture, a word of him, a remembrance. It's the same for our Lord. He said it, do this in my memory. The Mass, the Holy Eucharist, is really the last thing that our Lord gave us on earth. And he chose this night before he passed away in order that our minds will be struck, impressed by this last gift of our Lord. We know when someone passes away, we try to remember his last words, the thing that he did last. And very often, that's the thing we remember of the person, the last images we have of that person. And our Lord, before being delivered for his passion, gave us the Mass. So it's something very dear to our heart. And in order to thank him, we are going to process out. Of course, every Sunday we have the Mass, we have the communion within the church. But today we want to preach that our Lord is the King of all earth, not only for us, but everywhere. That's the reason we process out proudly to manifest our honor, our devotion. So let us do this procession with devotion, with respect, with adoration. And also, let us, by our example, edify. If people happen to see the procession, they should be edified. And maybe they will be converted. Very often we know that this procession outside attracts the attention of the outsiders, because usually they don't know what's going on within the church. But when we see things outside, they might be edified. So let us really do our best to have a devout procession in a spirit also of reparation for all the blasphemies, all the hatred against our Lord, against the Blessed Sacrament, all the sacrileges against Holy Communion, all the lack of respect of the people who haven't this love for the Blessed Sacrament. So let us love our Lord for those who don't love him anymore. This sacrament of Holy Eucharist is the mystery of our faith, that what makes us distinct from people who don't have the Catholic faith. Only Catholics believe in the mystery of Holy Eucharist. The real presence. When the priest pronounces the words of the consecration, we all know, are certain, truly believe that our Lord is truly present. The host who was bread before the consecration is now our Lord Jesus Christ himself, with his body, blood, soul, and divinity. That's the mystery of our faith. It's the test, if you want, of our faith. If we believe in the Holy Eucharist, we know that we are Catholics. And if we want to test our Catholic faith as well, let us think, how do I receive communion? How do I prepare for communion? How do I thank God for the communion? What is my thanksgiving? That shows it's a clear sign of my faith. If I want to know how intense, how solid, how strong is my faith, I have to look at my communions, at my genuflection. When I enter in the church, how do I genuflect? Do I genuflect like without thinking? Or do I genuflect full of adoration because our Lord is truly present in the tabernacle? So let us spend a few time today thinking about my faith. Of course, I do believe, but very often I forget. I forget that our Lord is present in the church, and the way I act, the way I sit, the way I behave in the church doesn't express my faith, or expresses on the contrary that my faith is a bit cold. So let us make an effort. This is the house of the Lord, because the Lord is really present. If we will see right now our Lord present with his human aspect, with his appearance, human appearance, we'll all fall on our knees and adore him. But it is exactly the same, though we don't see him. So let us always remember that. This is the house of the Lord. Our Lord is dwelling in him. He deserves all adoration, all respect, and so on. Mystery of our hope. Our Lord told us in the Gospel, whoever shall eat will have life eternal. We know that when we receive a good communion, a worthy communion, we are in state of grace, and the grace increases by the communion and puts in our soul a seed, a germ of eternal life. We know that a soul that receives regularly communion, good communion, improves in grace, in virtue, and if that person dies, we have hope. We firmly believe that this person is saved. If the person died in state of grace, the person is saved. And also, mystery of hope, faith, hope, and charity. I told you, this is the sacrament of the love of our Lord that he gave us just before he passed away. In the same manner, we have to love him back. We have to love him for what he gave us. And he gave us everything because he gave us himself. We are going to receive God. We are going to receive our Lord Jesus Christ in communion. So we have to give back our hearts, our love to our Lord. Love of God is calling for our love. So let us love him. At the same time also, let us have this fraternal charity. Someone who receives communion should have the fruit of the communion. And we know that our Lord chose bread and wine for elements, for these sacraments, because bread and wine signify union. We need many grains. Many grains are milled, are crushed together to form one single bread. And it's impossible to see the different grains when it's done, when the bread is made. The same for the wine. Many grapes are crushed together and form one wine. So when we receive communion, we should be transformed into our Lord. We should have this charity of our Lord in our soul. And we should have the fraternal charity. The fruits of communions are fruits of charity. It's a bit sad sometimes for us that we receive communion so often and still we are rashly judging our neighbor. We say words against charity. We are causing divisions, which means that we don't produce the fruit that we should have produced receiving communion daily. So let's make an effort today to take the resolution on this Corpus Christi feast to be more charitable. Acts of faith, acts of hope, and acts of charity. We will ask this favor from our Blessed Mother. She said fiat. She accepted to be the Mother of God, and that because of her fiat that we had our Lord, and we have Holy Communion today. So let us thank the Blessed Mother and ask her. Imagine the Blessed Mother when she did receive communion. Her faith, her hope, her charity was intense. She wasn't full of distraction, full of lack of charity. She was perfect in her love of God. Let us ask her to make a beautiful communion and to walk out with our Lord in procession with the same respect she was carrying the blessed child. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.